women who are, you know, older in this business, people like Patti Smith and Emmylou Harris and Lucinda Williams. I just feel like there's nothing that you can't do if you don't let that psych you out to, you know, the whole getting older thing. I just feel like there's so much that I still want to accomplish that is, you know, until somebody kicks me out, I'll keep trying to do it.
Joan Osborne doesn't sound as if she needs to try all that hard. For over 20 years, she's been recording some of the best rock and blues vocals around. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. A lot of people know Joan Osborne only from her huge 1995 hit, One of Us. But in many senses, they'd be missing the biggest part of her appeal. Born just outside of Louisville in 1962, Joan Osborne moved to New York City to study film, and she never went back. Her gift for singing the blues first became obvious at an open mic night in the Village. And from that point on, she left filmmaking in the dust, choosing rather to study her idols like Etta James and Ray Charles. After the success of One of Us, Joan managed to fight the tide of commercial manipulation, recording 5 more studio albums and further exploring Motown, rock, and country in various collaborations. But her big love for the blues and soul has never been as apparent as it is on her latest release, Bring It On Home. Joan Osborne recently brought her band in for a visit with FUV's John Platt, and in talking about the songs, she explained how she came to record the Muddy Waters tune, I Want to Be Loved.
I Want to Be Loved, yeah. It was just kind of a lesser-known Muddy song, and I know other people have covered it, but I hadn't really heard those cover versions, and I just had an idea for doing it. You know, Muddy has got this very, you know, swaggering, you know, forceful delivery in everything that he does. I mean, that's what made him so great. And I just kind of thought maybe I would want to do a version of it where it's a little bit more insinuating, a little bit more seductive, and bring a little bit more of a female energy to it, and see if that might, you know, shake out some different aspect of the song that hasn't been found yet.
Wanna be loved, wanna be loved, baby, I want to be loved. To be loved.
And there's some real feminism on this record, isn't there? There's, I think, a sense of empowerment to some of these songs. Was that something you were kind of making sure got in there?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was something that really, that I really connected with when I first started listening to, you know, blues and R&B and soul music. It's, you know, not only just the, you know, the great songs, but these great female characters, people like Etta James and Tina Turner and Aretha Franklin, who just had all this confidence and all this swagger, and we're not going to take any mess from anybody. And I think there was something really appealing to me because I didn't have anything approaching that kind of confidence, but I could look to them as role models of somebody to say, hey, you know, I'm going to lay down the law, and this is how it's going to be, take it or leave it. So I did find that very appealing, and I think that's one of the great things about this music.
You can go shopping in the street, trying to bargain upon something new. What's out there for you men is out there for us women too. Like a dog that prowls around and it licks his bone. If the shoe don't fit the size, honey, why keep trying it on? Just like you can cheat on me, I can cheat on you. There's no rule that says a game of love can't be played by two. Give and take, you're never too old to learn. If you start to put your hand in fire, you know you're gonna get burned. If you wanna do unto me like I do unto you, then there's no chance that this romance could ever be broken into. Just like you can cheat on me, I can cheat on you. There's no rule that says a game of love can't be played by two. Come on.
There's a live performance from Joan Osborne of Game of Love, and before that, I Want to Be Loved. Both songs appear on her latest album, Bring It On Home. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Catch video of these live performances and the complete interview online at WFUV.org.